I don't think anyone here who watched the game saw that as a 3-0 football match. Fair play to their centre forward, who I think was without, obviously he scored a hat trick, but without that, he was the difference between the two teams. We've had numerous shots out the edge of the air, from the edge of the area, and probably haven't troubled the keeper well enough today. But there, it's two from Spanksy on his left foot outside the edge of the air, flies into the corner. So without that, that was the difference between the two teams. But we leave here rather perplexed that we haven't picked anything up from the football match.
Yeah, you played well in parts, and again, it's a really good positive performance for me, sort of, particularly in the first half. I mean, going 0-0 at half-time, knowing that you've dominated the game, you kind of want to look upwards to the second half.
I think they had 5-10 minutes at the end of the first half, and I'm thinking, you know what, we've been fantastic here, but we haven't scored a goal, and it's all right being pretty and passing the ball well and looking good, but if you haven't got that cutting edge and that threat in the box, then you won't win football matches. And if you don't set a keeper more than we have, then we won't win football matches. So we're disappointed. We've been playing well in the last 2 months, and another day today where we've played well, but once again, as it's been in the last 2 months, we haven't really got what we deserved.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's been the general talking point. We've seen you play well, particularly in some of those home games. You have plenty of possession, but not turned it into wins. Today, you could argue that's a footballing lesson for you.
Yeah, it's, without doubt, it's a footballing lesson in the way that he's finished. I think the second goal was poor defending on our behalf. He's rode three challenges and bounced through three challenges, so we have to be stronger there. But first two, it's difficult to say what you can do. Obviously, you'd like maybe to potentially be a bit tighter to him, but half the time you'd say, well, don't mind him shooting this. He's, nine times out of ten it'll go wide or over the bar, and he's spanked two in the corner, and the rest is history. So, difficult to take. We'll go back down the most way with a few things to think about, and obviously very disappointed, but you have to, pull yourself together and crack on.
Everyone's had to remain positive that you're still in with a shout for the playoffs, but it's the games are running out in which to peg back a big gap, and is it just now a case of trying to finish as high as you can?
It's going to be difficult. As I say, I'm obviously feeling after this game today, you feel probably less optimistic than you did before kick-off. It's going to be difficult, but I don't know, stranger things have happened, but it's going to be difficult. We'll probably have to win the six remaining games to have any chance. But we'll go into the game against NK Dons, looking to beat them, and then you see where you are.
That'd be a tough one, because obviously they just looked to be on the turn again, I think, getting results going back their way, because they, in fairness, may have had a similar season to yourselves, started well, slipped away a bit.
Well, yeah, probably NK Dons will be saying what we felt like we should be saying before kick-off. They've had a couple of good wins on the spin. You say they've won today, have they? I haven't seen the results, yeah. So they'll be looking, all of a sudden they're looking into the playoffs, which is what we would have felt like we'd have been doing on 59 points having won today. So this is really tough to take. But we're going through a game at a very nice stadium next week, and hopefully half decent pitch, and we'll look to play our football again, and hopefully this time get what we deserve.